The first cohort of Alaska Salmon Fellows is wrapping up its pilot year with final projects. The program brings together innovators in the state, from policymakers to artists, and prompts them to start discussions about the salmon industry. The Baranoff Museum and its partners invited the public to see a slideshow of artists whose work reflects the relationship between Alaskans and salmon. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche attended.
People gather on the museum grounds. A projector plays a slideshow on a screen outside. It's perfect weather for an event like this, not raining hard, but just overcast enough to keep people in town instead of out camping or hiking. A Salmon Fellows organizer has made it in for the occasion. Kitty Farnham is the director of leadership programs at the Alaska Humanities Forum. She wears an Alaska Salmon Fellows jacket, which features an icon of colorful fish. At the beginning of the event, she explains all 16 Salmon Fellows are doing projects in their particular areas, like education, history, or policy.
Being the Humanities Forum, we're really looking at it through the people lens. And all the data in the world is valuable, but without having the relationships between people in different sectors, there's really no way to address solutions that don't become embroiled in win-lose, and we're looking for solutions that really work across our communities.
People wander in. Some stop in the yard to chat, and a couple play a game called cornhole, aiming bean bags at a hole in a board. The sacks thump against the wood. This is the kind of gathering Salmon Projections aims for. Farnham says the project is meant to spark conversation.
There's some parallel projects around looking at management systems, relationships between organizations and the official regulating bodies, education, really also trying to change the narrative from one of we can't agree on, you know, a sense of zero-sum game and allocations to what's best for our communities and for salmon.
On the porch, attendees snack on sushi. Just inside the building, seaweed salad and smoked salmon are available, alongside tea bags and a samovar full of hot water. By the end of the night, the platter of salmon is empty. That's one thing most people who attend have in common. No matter what their relationship to the fishing industry, they usually eat fish, and they tend to agree that the larger aim is to keep the fisheries healthy and strong. Sports fisherman Brent Priestess says the state should focus on industry sustainability.
I think we keep doing what we've been doing as long as we value it and place a proper emphasis on the salmon over other kinds of development. I think it will continue.
Ginny Osterman, a longtime Kodiak resident, says the local fishing industry needs community growth.
Things like cold storage and more processing plants and jobs for local people are very important, as well as making sure that there's fish for next year.
Rita Stevens agrees it's important to build up local infrastructure.
Like improve the dock situation for the boats and the storage of boats in the dry dock, and having repair shops here instead of having to go down to Seattle, take the business away from Kodiak.
The museum encourages more conversations like these by setting up pieces of paper covered with questions about fisheries and sustainability and asking people to scribble their responses. The Salmon Fellows will convene again in a couple of weeks. Farnham says they're recruiting now for the next round of fellows, and the application period opens at the beginning of the year. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla DeRoche.